Today's sermon is called Word Power. Can you say that with me? Word Power. Okay? When you're struggling, especially, you need power from the Word of God. You need power, and we're going to do that today. Speaking to my pain. Speaking to my pain. You need the Word of God. I need the Word of God to speak to my pain. I need to talk, and y'all need to listen to me. If you're sleepy, slap yourself or something, okay? All right? I'm telling you. I'm going to come down there on you. Here we go. Speaking to my pain. How can I speak to my pain? Can my pain be lessened if I talk to my pain? Can my pain go away if I talk to my pain? Is there some way that the Word of God can empower me to be healed, to be whole? I ain't talking about some spooky televangelism mess. You hear what I'm saying? I'm talking about the Word of God being powerful in my life, speaking to my pain. That's what I want to talk about today. Amen? Let's look at that light, Raj. Can I do something with the light? See there? I want some light in my life. Come on, put that light back the other way. You know what I'm saying? Can I have some more light? I want some light to come on in my life. You understand where I'm coming from? That's what I want to talk to you today about. Let's keep looking. We're going to move it now. Here we go. We're flying. Slow computer today, but we'll be fine. Would you give your attention to
Coach,
the screen?
How strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
The 50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I don't want you giving up at a certain point when you could go further. Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right, let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground, just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left.
I bet he got it.
There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Am I at the 20 yet?
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
Hey, done. Just resting a second.
You got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm bad out of strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength. But don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit.
go, Brock Kelly! You don't quit on me! No, you keep going! You keep going! Go, Brock! 10 more steps! 10 more! 10 more! 10 more! Keep going! Don't quit! Give me your heart! You can! You can! 5 more! 5 more! Come on, Brock! Come on! Don't quit! Don't quit! Come on, Brock!
I've got to 50. I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field on your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
I weigh 160.
There you go. All right. Come on. Praise the Lord with me. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Buddy. All right. Who next?
Good, 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 good. Hey, don't quit. Amen. Sometimes you need a coach right there in your face. Don't quit! You awake? Say. Don't quit! Don't quit! You can make it! You're hearing me today. Amen? It's what we need. Word power. Power from the Word of God. Amen? Because we don't have the football coach with us all the time. Okay? How you gonna make it? Word power. Speaking to your pain. Roger, we're gonna fly. Now we're going to the Word of God. No more movies. It's all live. Here we go. Come on. Let's see what's going on. We're going to roll as quick as we can. Many of us believers in Jesus Christ, we're believers, yet we still live in bondage to the what? Say that word with me again. Past. Keep moving. Especially past what? Hurts and failures. Amen? We're creatures of habits and patterns. Some people in our past still have a very real but subconscious hold on us. Makes life so hard. Some past experiences, they still haunt us. And I'm just not talking to myself. I'm talking to all of us in here today. These past experiences haunt us. They hound us. So, here's the question. Are we doomed to live a life of drudgery and misery because of the past pains that were inflicted on us by others or even inflicted on us by ourselves? Is that the life we now have? A life of pain for the rest of our life. Or is there hope? There's hope if you keep going. Amen? Say, keep going! Keep going! Keep going! That's what I'm talking about today. Can we be free, us that are hurt? Can we be free? I want you to know something. Here's the truth. You can be free. You can be, say it with me. Free. You can be free. God has a plan. It's not God's plan for you or me to live the rest of our life in absolute agony. That's not God's plan. Well, God just put agony on the rest of my life. That is not God's plan for your life or my life. That is stupid. You hearing me today? Yes or no? Some of us believe that. It's that cross. The cross. Trust me, you're going to have plenty of crosses in your life without hanging on to that one that you've had before. Amen. You hearing me? There's going to be plenty of challenges in life without us feeling like we've got to live under the weight of the pain of our past. If you're a sincere believer in Jesus Christ, you've actually been, say it with me, sealed by the Holy Spirit. And this isn't crazy kooky talk, right from the Bible. Who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. People that are in investments and real estate, they know what that word earnest means. It's called earnest money. If you want to make a deal in real estate, am I right? Am I right over here, young lady, real estate lady? Am I right? Don't we like that earnest money? Put your money where your mouth is about the deal, and then we'll believe you. Amen? That's what God did. The fact of our salvation and that we're in Christ Jesus, He gave us the Holy Spirit, and that has been the down payment in our life that we have life eternal with Jesus Christ one day. This new life we experience down here ain't going to quit. We're going to one day walk on streets of gold. It's going to happen. We've got the Holy Spirit. Been sealed by Him. Y'all understand that? A little bit? Ephesians 4:30 says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we've been what? Sealed. We've been marked by Him. Amen. Till the day of our redemption. So that means if I have the Holy Spirit living inside of me, though I have pain and a horrible past experience, wait a minute, you mean you live inside of me and empower me and I belong to you, then that makes me think I might can make it then. Right? Yes or no? What I'm talking about. But our biggest problem in dealing with painful moments is this. A little simple thing. Say it with me. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know that we have a what? A future. Are you like me when you get covered up with pain? It gets dark. Say, are you anybody like me like that? It just gets dark. And yet you have a hard time seeing the future because all you see is the what? The pain, or the past, or the hurt. Is that true? It's tough, man. Hard. It's all get out. But we have a future because when I have Jesus, I have what? That's hard to believe, isn't it? When I have Jesus, I have enough. No, I can't make it without this. I can't make it without this. When you have Jesus, you have enough. But it's hard to convince ourselves of that, isn't it? Amen? You mean I got just Jesus? Yeah, you got just Jesus. Yeah, you just got the creator of the universe living inside of you. Yeah, you just got the alive, powerful word of the living God there in your hand. That's all you got. I feel sorry for you. Amen. Come on. But we have to personally know that Jesus is enough. It doesn't do good enough for me to tell you on stage. And quite frankly, it's not good enough for me to stand up in front of you and just read my words off the screen to you. This has to become real to me. It's not real to me. It's just like, I'm still messed up. So it's a big problem. We've got to know that Jesus Christ is enough. All right? We need to know that things can change today. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? We need to know. I don't know if you're sleeping on me or what, if it's the time change or whatever. Listen, we need to know that things can change. We know there's a future. There's a hope that God, you care for me. You love me. I can make it. It burns, it hurts, you can make it, it's hard, you can make it. Keep going, keep going. Amen? That's what God's been telling me lately. He's been using people like Mickey and other men in my life going, keep going! We're going to get your tail out of that pit. Amen? That helps, isn't it? Let's look at some word power. The light's coming on this morning and the darkness is going to fade away. And I'm going to just share some word power with you this morning. So that light's going to come on. Make it dark again. Ooh, it's dark. Can I make it light? Can we go dark again? Ooh, can you make it light? One more time because this is fun. Ooh, and inhale. Light. Amen. I want some light, don't you say? Don't you like some of that light when you're in your tunnel or the pit to see that light and that light getting a little bit closer and you get you a little bit of hope? Amen. That's what I want in my life. The Bible talks about that light, the Word of the living God. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereof according to thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of your words gives what? Light. It gives what? Understanding to the simple. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I rejoice at your word as one that finds great treasure. Amen. So the word of God. We're going to do some mountain moving today. Amen. You can move mountains. I think that's what Jesus was talking about when he talked about moving mountains. See, a lot of us crazy people, Jesus said I can move a mountain. So you go out to Mount Everest or something and start praying like an idiot. It's not what he meant. How many have ever had a mountain in your life? Can I see your hand? A mountain in your life. How many can say there was a mountain in my life and it's gone? It ain't there right now. Can I see your hand? Mountain moving. See what I'm saying? Word power. Let's move that mountain. Look at that. Pop that mountain up again. Look, see, I can't see. Now I can see down the road. Pop that mountain up. Oh, no, I'm going to hit the cliff. No. Go on. See, look, move the mountain. You see what I'm saying? Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice? The Word of God does that for you. It lets you know, I got a future. I got a road. I can see a road. I don't know what's at the end of the road, but put the mountain back up. But at least it ain't that. Say, amen. Driving you up the wall already. It's time change Sunday. What'd you expect? Here we go. Let's go with some word power. Listen to Jesus about this mountain, though. Then Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be what? Unto you. Isn't it incredible? Does God want us to live with the mountain of pain in our life for the rest of our life? Is that the will of God? Absolutely not. Does He want us to learn from our pain, grow from our pain? All things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Absolutely. God can take horrible situations that are inflicted on us, and He can actually take those situations and bring glory to Himself and growth and all kinds of things. How many knows that's true? You know that's true, right? Amen? Word power. Let's look at some. It takes more than willpower. I can make it! I can make it! I can make it! You ain't gonna make it if that's all you got. You need the Word of the living God to help you. And that's what I want to talk to you right now. The last few minutes that we have, pop it up. Here we go. We're going to talk about the Word of God and the power of the Word of God. You don't believe that Bible, do you? Are you kidding me? It's all I have. Amen? You can have all the humming. You have all that. Amen? You can have Muhammad and Allah and all the virgins. Have at it. Excuse me. I'll take the Word of God. Amen. And Jesus. Just give me Jesus and I got enough. Amen. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. That's good stuff, man. That's it. Amen. Word power. For the Word of God is quick. You ought to memorize this verse. Everybody in this room ought to know this verse. For the Word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the what? Thoughts and intents of my heart. The Word of God. You are of God, little children. You've overcome them because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Boy, I already feel a little better with just that one verse right there. Don't you say? I pity somebody. Feel sorry for somebody that doesn't have the Word of God. Especially when you go through hell and high water. Are you kidding me? The Word of God can help you in your pain. And it can just absolutely change your situation. That's what I want to talk about today. Here we go. Been trying to get there and I'm almost here, but we're way down the road in this message. Let's go on the offense today. And let's look at some word power today. Can you say this with me real loud? Every time you see one in yell, I want you to say it real loud with me. Here we go. I am... You did good. Can we do it one more time? But you did good. One more time. I am... How'd that make you feel? Amen, Johnny. Johnny listens to me on the radio up in Bradenton. Came down to be in church this morning. Good to see you, buddy. Praise God. I am what? How you know you loved? Glad you asked. God demonstrated His love toward me. In that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Boy, that's love. Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And all these things, I, not are, that's from the country, I am more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any of the creatures shall be able to separate who? Me. From the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I'm loved, man. Do you know that? Say. You need to tell yourself that. I'm hurt. I'm in pain. I've been betrayed. I've been hurt. I'm loved. I'm loved. I'm loved. Fight. You can make it. You can do it. Keep that. You see the difference? Yes or no? You got to do something as you get pushed back into the corner. You've got to do something. Amen. I'm loved. Jesus chose me. I didn't choose Him. He ordained me that I should go and bring forth fruit and that my fruit should remain. That whatsoever I shall ask of the Father in His name, He shall give it to who? Me. Wow. I'm what? Loved. Oh my goodness. The light might can go on. I might can lift my head again. You all right? How about this one? We're not done. I mean, that right, just the first one could give you some air. How about this one? Come on. I am, say it loud now, I am, one more time, I am saved. Wow. Isn't it something how we can let the things that hurt us so bad on earth, we can forget we're saved. Saved from hell. Are you kidding me? That's incredible, isn't it? Let's talk about it. I have received Him. I've been given power to become a son of God because I believe on His name. I took every one of these that said you and us and all that, and I put I in there and me and made it personal. You got to do that with the Word of God. You've got to put yourself in the Word of God. You've got to put that, take that you, that us, that our or them or they or something. You've got to put me, I. Got it? I am a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ. I am joined unto the Lord in one spirit. I'm saved. I am in Christ. I am a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled me to Himself by Jesus Christ. He has given to me the ministry of reconciliation. So I am what? I am what? Saved. Let's review. I am what? Loved. And now I'm what? One more time. I am loved and I am... And I'm feeling better. How about you? Look at that. My gosh, you mean I'm that too? Are you kidding me? I want to be depressed. Your word's making it hard on me to be depressed. Daggum. I am what? Help me now. One more time. I am. That's incredible, isn't it? You mean, think about some nasty, wicked thing you've done in your life. Just go ahead. Whoop. That was bad. And it's been confessed and it's gone. And you're what? Forgiven. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Keep looking. I give thanks unto the Father which hath made me meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered me from the power of darkness. He's translated me into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom I have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. There is therefore now, say it with me, no condemnation to who? Because I am in Christ Jesus, and I walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I am forgiven. Let's review. Come on. I am loved. I am. Well, we could just go home, right? Pretty good, right? Preacher preached a good message today. Yeah. 3 points. I'm loved, saved, and forgiven. Amen? But no hurt people need more than 3 points. Let's keep going. I am what? Free. One more time. I am what? Free! Wow! Doesn't that feel good to say free? Amen? If the Son therefore shall make me free, I shall be what? Free indeed! Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. He made me free because He took my place on that cross. I am free. From all my future sin, anything in my life, Jesus Christ has written my name down in heaven. He ain't an Indian giver. What have you called these people that take stuff back? Excuse me. You hear me what I'm saying? He says, you're in the middle of my hand. Nobody can pluck you from my hand.
Amen. I know some of you think you keep yourself saved. You ain't never kept nothing saved. Jesus Christ died on the cross. You weren't there when it happened. It's by His blood that you're saved. Amen. You listen to me today. Amen. You are free. You got to start living in your freedom. That I am free. Do you need to live for Christ? Absolutely. Sure you do. But who saved you? Did you or Him? He did. Who set you free? He did. Amen? Come on. You are free regardless of the pain and the past and the trouble and the grief that you're feeling. It doesn't change a bit of the fact that you're free. Amen? But you got to think that way. You got to know that. And who am I talking to? I'm talking to me. For the law of spirit, of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me what? From the law of what? See, that law of sin and death just don't work on me anymore. Because I've been made free. Oh, I'll die this first death. This appointed a man wants to die, and after this the judgment. But I won't die the second death. He took care of that. I'm going to be with Him forever. I'm free. And you know what? I'm free to live for Him right now. I'm free already because of His Spirit. I can go ahead and live for Him right now on this planet. It's incredible. I'm free. Since I then be risen with Christ, I will seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. I will set my affection on the things above, not on the things of this earth. I am dead, and my life is hid with Christ in God, because I'm free. When Christ, who is my life, shall appear, then shall I also appear with Him in glory one day. Did you know when I think like that, instead of thinking about my pain, I start to feel better? That's what I'm talking about today. Yeah, have I lost you? I hope not. He hath raised me up and made me sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I never have quite understood that passage in Ephesians. Somehow I'm on this planet, but already He has raised me up and He's got me sitting in heaven somehow. I do not understand how God does that. But I'm here, but I'm also somehow seated in the heavenlies. I don't understand it. But boy, when I think about it, I'm down here, I'm hurting. He goes, you up here, boy. I'm where? No, I'm here. No, you're up here. No, I'm right here. No, you're up here. You understand? Crazy. But you got to be in the Word. You got to get that Word power. Or you're not going to know what I'm talking about. Amen. Let's review. It's getting harder. Whoa, that's that one. Yeah, let's go back to the beginning. Here we go. I am loved. I am saved. I am forgiven. I am free. I am. One more time. I am. No, I hurt. One more time. I am. My life's a wreck. Go ahead. I am. You don't understand. One more time. I am. You got to keep telling yourself. My mama used to tell me, drove me straight up the wall when she'd tell me. I'd call her on the phone. I'd tell her about my problems that I could share with no one else. And she'd say, take out that big old legal pad. Put a line down the middle. Put your blessings on one side and the thing you called to gripe about on the other side. And I did it a couple of times, and I realized she was right, all the blessings and this. So finally, I'd call her, and she'd tell me that again. I'd go, Mom, I got to go. Amen. Isn't it the truth, though, say? Aren't we blessed when we stop and think about it? The power of the Word of God just to see your blessings. Let's look at this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen me in Him before the foundation of the world, that I should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated me unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made me accepted in the beloved, in whom I have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward me in all wisdom and prudence. Boy, if they want another verse passage in the Bible, that right there was a big old mouthful, wasn't it? Isn't that cool? Seeing then that I have a great what? High priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, I will hold fast my profession. I have a high priest who sees the right hand of God the Father making intercession for me. Is that a blessing or what? It's incredible. For I have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of my infirmities, but he was at all points tempted just like I am, yet he didn't sin. I therefore come what? Boldly to the throne of grace, that I might obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Uh-oh. I didn't know that was in the Bible, did you? No, I knew it was there. I'm just kidding. He brought me up also out of a horrible what? One more time. He brought me up also out of a horrible... Well, that's where I started. Out of the miry clay, he set my feet upon a... And he established my... Boy, what if I never read that? Say, what if I never knew that scripture was in the book? Well, I don't think I'd be as doing as well as I'm doing right now. You understand where I'm coming from? Word power! Whoa, it's incredible! Jesus does not call me servant. For the servant knows not what his Lord does. But he has called me what? Can you imagine that? Jesus has called me what? For all things that he has heard of his Father, he has made known unto me. I'm blessed. I am Jesus' friend. I'm a friend of God. But I'm hurting. And this happened. And it did happen. And I am hurting. Does that change the fact that Jesus is my friend? That I'm blessed? It doesn't change it at all. The hurt just puts me in darkness where I can't see. But the Word, the entrance of your Word gives what? Light. There's power in the Word of God that will lighten your dark place. Amen? Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes me to triumph! Wow, I didn't know that was there. Well, I did, but I just want you to see it. There we go. In Christ, and makes manifest the savor of His knowledge by me in every place, no matter what I go through. He can make me triumph. No matter what I go through, no matter what pain I endure, that you endure, we can always triumph. My brother, when I was little, I was like, what, never was real little, but I was like 12. I was still probably 170 at 12, big. He had a little two-seater Triumph, TR7 or something, in the 70s. Y'all remember those? Two-seater with the hatch. He'd come get me with his wife, and I'd ride 30 miles with him in that hatch. I always think of that when I think of that verse, triumph. Anyway, sorry. Amen. But He's made me to triumph in Christ. Amen? Come on. Let's review. We're not that much longer. I am free. I am blessed. It's getting hard, isn't it? There's so many good things that the Word says, it's getting hard for me to even tell it what they are. Isn't that cool? Say, I am confident. One more time. I am what? Yeah, I didn't start off with that. I started off with I'm loved. And now all of a sudden I'm getting what? Confident. Yeah. Being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in me will perform it until the day or the coming or my seeing Jesus Christ. That's an incredible verse. The peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. How about say that one with me? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens. Wow. You mean my pain, my hurt, my struggle? Yeah, why you think I put it in the book, fool? Why you think I'm telling you stuff for easy stuff? I put those things in there for the hard stuff. Amen? Easy stuff you can about do on your own. You need me for the hard stuff. Amen? Good stuff, man. But my God shall supply all what? My need, according to His riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. When a person's hurt, does that mean that God quit supplying their need? Kidding me? No. We just can't see him sometimes, and we get mad at God, and we blame God. We talked about during this series, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. He's still, even though you're in the dark and you can't see it, taking care of you, going to meet your needs. In whom I have boldness and access with confidence by the of not believing in myself, putting my confidence in Him. It's incredible. Now to Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or what? According to the power that works in, and you know what that power is? That's the Holy Spirit, but it's also the power of the Word of God. It's the power of the Word of God. It's going to give you that power to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ever ask or think. It's that power working inside of you and working inside of me. But the Lord is faithful, who shall what? Establish me and keep me from what? Or the evil one. So that I might boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. That's incredible. You mean this stuff's in the Bible? I didn't know that stuff was in the Bible, you might think. You ought to read it. It's pretty incredible. Speaking to my pain, I got one last one, right, Raj? And we're done. Let's review. It's hard. I forgot them. Here we go. I am forgiven. I am free. I am blessed. I am confident. And seven, I believe, is a number of completion, in which I don't know all about what that means. But anyway, they say it. We got seven of them, I believe. Is this the last one? Are you kidding me? I belong to you. Yeah, you belong to me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're with me always. Kidding me. My body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in me. And I have of God. And I'm not my own anymore. I've been bought with a price. Therefore, I'm going to glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are God's, because I belong to Him. He gave Himself for me, that He might redeem me from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar person, zealous of good works. That's what God has for my life. I'm complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and all power. I'm totally complete in Christ. He sees me that way. I am His workmanship. When you feel like, excuse me, crap, crud, no, you're not. You're His workmanship. You got to just get out of the dark. You understand? Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that I should walk in them. Say it with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He gave me eternal life, and I shall what? Never perish. Well, this hurts. You're never going to perish. Neither shall any man ever pluck you out of my hand. Ever. 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 You mean ever? Ever. What if I want to jump out? Can't. You're mine. How's that make you feel? Better. Can you just, I mean, no, don't you be reserved on me. Don't you scare people. Let's scare the nursery people. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, hallelujah. 1, 2, 3, hallelujah! Amen! Praise the Lord with me this morning. Amen? Come on, we're done. Yeah!